Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And joining me now, a member of Wide Receiver U, former Colorado State Ram, such a delight to watch when he was playing for the Rams. And now with another group of Rams, with the Los Angeles Rams, the Super Bowl winning Los Angeles Rams. Joining me now, none other than Warren Jackson. Warren, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Man, I saw you, Warren, from afar when we were at the CSU Pro Day, the Combine and stuff there. So I was like, dude, I got to get over there. And then I ended up having to run, so I wanted to reach out because I'd love to keep getting you on the show, man, and keep following your career.
Definitely. I thank you for that, man. It means a lot.
Yeah, well, and I'm excited for you, too, to see what you can do. Obviously, OTAs are rocking and rolling in the NFL. So I kind of just wanted to pick your brain a bit and get your thoughts so far. How OTAs for the Rams are going for you right now?
It's going great. You know, obviously, I got here in the middle of the season last year. So this OTAs was great for me to get to learn the offense, get reps at doing it, hearing the play call. And just, you know, getting that gel with the team, meshing with the team officially and in a great setting to where I have time to learn and have time to make mistakes. So it's been really good for me.
Well, Warren, before our interview, the last couple of days, too, I've been trying to read some more Los Angeles Rams writers and reports, kind of stuff they're writing up about the wide receiver depth chart, right? Writing up about you. And a lot of that consensus is this might be that perfect fit for you. You might work yourself right into a nice spot for this team.
Definitely. In college, Coach Bobo had ran a lot of plays from the Rams. So I think for me, it's feeling really good because I've ran a lot of these plays, sort of the same style of offense. So I'm excited to see how that turns out for me.
Yeah, me too, man. And man, who better to surround yourself with as you're growing your career and you're continuing to look at that next step? I mean, my goodness, Sean McVay, Matt Stafford. We just saw Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald sign monster contracts. It's like football royalty now surrounding you over there, man.
Oh, definitely. Being around those guys, it's only getting me better. You know, they motivate me in so many different ways, you know, getting to the training room early, taking care of my body, you know, taking those mental steps before I get out on the field. It's just been a lot of great excellence around me, and it's only making me better.
What's that like so far, that relationship? And again, OTAs are just that kind of a chance to get out and, you know, get the feel for everything. And then we know it ramps up as the summer progresses. But for you, signing that reserve future contract with the Rams, how important is it to establish, you know, that relationship with a guy like Matt Stafford, specifically Matt Stafford, first off, and obviously Sean McVay, too?
It's been, you know, really good. Coach Bobo, he always talked about Matt Stafford when we were together, and I was able to pick his brain and talk to him about Coach Bobo and about the plays he ran. And he also knew Coach Cox as well, so I still talk to Coach Cox and Coach Bobo. So we always talk about, you know, those coaches and how it was at Georgia for them. But it's been great, you know, mentally. I'm learning so much more that I've never, you know, been exposed to, and being in a room with people that are very bright, you know. So I think that's been very good for me, just learning the playbook, seeing it from the QB's perspective, hearing his thoughts and what he's thinking on certain plays. It's been great for me.
We're talking to Warren Jackson, former CSU Ram, current LA Ram. Dude, that sounds awesome. Do you ever just like stop and say, current LA Ram? That's absolutely nuts, man. And again, that's just a testament to all your hard work, how great you were to watch, how great you played the game here at CSU.
Definitely. You know, it's right where I'm, my hometown, where I'm from, yeah. Where it started, where I first picked up a ball and just to be back and witness a Super Bowl and be in the building, be on the sidelines, you know, and just watch it all come together. It's been, you know, nothing short of great.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And it's fun to see kind of how you'll progress, as you said, kind of getting more and more familiar with the guys and the system, too, as we progress here. But, Warren, I wanted to get your thoughts, too. There's been a lot since you left. There's been a lot going on at CSU. And, of course, I know when you made your decision to go to the NFL, it was in the weird time, right? COVID was going crazy at that point. CSU, at that time, we didn't think they were going to have a season. We were waiting to see what was going to happen in the spring and such. There was a new head coach in Steve Addazio making that transition from Mike Bobo. What was that process? What was that period like for you, man? I mean, talk about a strange time to go from college football to the NFL.
It's tough because for me, I was all in on coming back. You know, having a great season, winning that Mountain West, and COVID hit, and it's just chaos everywhere. So it was difficult. You know, I talked to many, many people, you know, and it was the decisions were just, you know, it was just a tough decision to make because there was so much uncertainty. You know, they were telling us, you know, COVID could last 6 months at first and turn into a year and then another year. So it was definitely difficult, but I don't regret anything I've done. You know, it all ended up working itself out, and I'm just happy, you know.
Yeah, and Warren, can I ask you this? Like, I know it was so much about COVID and everything, too, making that transition. And, you know, if CSU's not going to play, I mean, there you go. But did you also look at, you know, Steve Addazio's offense and go, man, I wonder if that's going to work for me? I wonder if I'm going to be able to get the best out of this situation, or am I better off just going and preparing for the NFL?
For me, it was, you know, I love the offense, honestly. You know, when I was there, we had Coach Lynch, so I didn't get to experience the other offensive coordinator that they had come in after Lynch. But while I was there with Lynch, it was great. You know, they were really finding ways to get me the ball and get other guys the ball as well. But while I was there, when we had our first couple of spring practices, you know, it felt great for me. It was a great fit. You know, they were finding very creative ways to give me the ball, put me in the slot and different types of motions and things like that. So I thought it would have been good for me.
We're talking to Warren Jackson, former CSU Ram, current LA Ram. Well, now we make a transition a couple of years later, and it's Jay Norvell. You were kind of, Warren, I guess, of that Mike Bobo era. We talk about wide receiver use. So many great receivers, including yourself, that will go down in history as phenomenal players. You, obviously, Michael Gallup, Rashard Higgins, B.C. Johnson. And then, as you mentioned, and you liked the offense with what Steve Addazio was providing and everything, but still, we didn't see those wide receivers break out as much. Now with this new head coach in Jay Norvell, it sure seems like we're going to get back to that wide receiver. What do you make of it? Have you met Coach Norvell? Do you stay in touch very often with folks at CSU?
Well, I live in Colorado, so a lot of times in this offseason, I've been, you know, down there in the facility working out, talking to the guys. Just seeing what they've been doing, and I think they've been doing a really, really good job. I'm really excited to see where they go. You know, Coach Norvell is doing a great job just overall with the players. You know, I talked to a lot of guys on the team still, and, you know, they're happy and they're excited. You know, they're ready to compete. But just watching, I think they're going to really do what we've all wanted to do, you know, is win that Mountain West. But they're really doing the right things up there, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, especially when you played, Warren, with Coach Bobo, because I loved Coach Bobo, and I know you think highly of him. Man, there were so many crazy things that happened in some of those games. Of course, Coach Bobo's health came into play those last two seasons. So I know that was tough for you guys because you felt like you had the talent, but just maybe a few things just didn't click here and there ultimately to give you guys what you sought after.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of different things, you know, that we just couldn't quite tie it together. I think about it every day, though. You know, like, damn, what if we could have just, you know, tied it all? I think the possibilities were endless. You know, we were a very good team. We had the pieces, just couldn't quite tie it all together.
And we see that, right? I mean, we see that with teams all over, NFL, college, whatever. They have the talent. Maybe they have the coaching staff. And for whatever reason, it just doesn't quite click. But that's awesome to hear, too, that you're still so connected with CSU. Because, again, so many of your circles up here, they talk so highly. I mean, I've never heard a bad word about Warren Jackson. I'll tell you that right now. But so many people are just so pumped to see what you can do at this level. And to see that you're still paying so much attention to Colorado State with Jay Norvell's new crew, I think that's a lot of fun for fans.
Definitely. You know, I've loved Colorado. You know, ever since I stepped foot on campus, it's given me so much. And, you know, I'm just glad to still be a part, still be in touch, you know, and to know that I've had an impact to where, you know, people still remember me and want to keep me around and hear my thoughts on things. It's just been a blessing. So I'm grateful for Colorado State.
No question, man. What does it mean to you when people say wide receiver you? Because I think of like three or four, maybe five receivers. CSU was just churning out these amazing receivers. You're right there in the thick of that with some amazing talent to come out of Colorado State. What does that mean to you? Does that mean much, that term, wide receiver you?
Definitely. You know, that was the reason why I came to CSU, because of Rashard Higgins. When I watched him and I researched him and seen the things he was able to do, you know, in that offense with Coach Bobo, it was just, wow, I can envision myself here. You know, I can see myself doing this, and this is what I want to do. And this, it helps out the school a lot, you know, when you hear these guys, young recruits, they see themselves in those shoes. And I think that's what helps with recruiting. You know, people want to go to the NFL. You know, Rashard went to the NFL, Biletnikoff finalist. You know, everything that he done, people want that. So I think that was definitely very impactful on our school.
Do you stay in touch with those guys, the Rashards and the Gallups and B.C. Johnson? Do you stay in touch much with those guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was just talking to Rashard the other day about he has a real nice Dodge Charger. We talked about that, you know, still talk to Preston and BC and all those guys. We all really stay in touch.
Yeah, it's just such a great group, too, and it's fun to see how you guys go your separate ways. I'm really excited for you, dude, to see what you can do with this Rams team. How about this one for you? So with Jay Norvell's crew, do you think we're going to be seeing wide receiver you return? I know they got a couple of really promising wide receivers. Torrey Horton, one of them, one of the transfers that came over. He was fun to watch. Your friend Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and he made a couple of comparisons between you and Torrey Horton.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's good for
Torrey
Horton. Good.
He's good, dude.
I think he's going to really have a really good year. He was doing great at Nevada. From, you know, what I've seen and the statistics, you know, 1,000 yards as a freshman, I believe. So that's some tough numbers to ignore. So I think he's going to be very good. You know, obviously we have Dante, we have Ty, we have EJ. So all those guys, I'm excited to see, you know, what that room does. I believe there were, you know, more transfers as well. So I'm really excited to see what they do in that room.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And again, Kevin, I don't think he made the comparison via size. It was more about the ball skills and such because Horton, what is he, 6'3", I think? And you're 6'6", are you 6'6", or 6'7"?
I'm 6'6".
I was trying to give you that extra one, man. 6'7". Well, I just think your skill set, really, I was, again, reading so much about what the Rams are looking for, what Los Angeles is looking for in their wide receiver. You seem to fit what that link is because, you know, depth, obviously Cooper Kupp, but looking for that depth at the wide receiver position, that's why I'm so excited to see how this works out for you because to me, it seems like you are the perfect fit for what they've been looking for on that depth chart.
You know, I can't really go into depth about that, but, you know, I hope so. I've been working on every day, you know, learning the playbook, you know, understanding defenses in the NFL, understanding defensive coordinators in the NFL. So I'm just excited. I'm just keep working, you know, and when my time comes to maximize my opportunity, I will hope I'll be ready for that.
Yeah, man. We're so excited for you, dude. And again, a Ram to a Ram. That's pretty fun, too, as well. Warren, what else, man? I mean, are you paying attention to the NBA Finals, NHL Finals? Are you getting into any of that stuff?
Yeah, I watched a couple of games, NBA Finals. You know, I watched the Celtics. I think the Celtics are very good. I want Golden State to win. You know, I really do. But, you know, we'll see. You know, I'm still watching. hoping Golden State wins, but the Celtics are very, very good.
All right, so what do you think happens tonight? I had Golden State winning, was that game three. This is interesting. This is a huge game for the Warriors. If they lose this one, then we start to get in that scary territory, man.
Yeah, I think whoever wins tonight will win the series,
okay.
I believe.
I like that. All right.
So we'll see.
All right, my man. Warren, dude, we got to do this again. I would love to
Definitely.
Do this on more of a regular basis. We want to track your career. I want to follow you along. Like I said, it was a strange transition in COVID, you going from college to the NFL. But, man, we would love to keep this thing going with you.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, my man. Warren, good luck to you, dude. I'll be reaching out soon and as we probably get closer and closer to training camp in the season. But we just wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, man. There he is, Warren Jackson. Former Colorado State Ram, current Los Angeles Ram, trying to make that next step. I just think the timing of everything. Now, Warren's going to say the right things. He said all the perfect things. But I just wonder deep down if in the back of his head when Adazio and all this stuff was like, does that offense work for me? And then COVID hits. I mean, does it make sense? Let's just go to the NFL. I agree. Like he said, I don't regret the decision. I mean, he didn't get drafted, but I wouldn't regret what he did. You know, just trying to go to that next stage. Such a strange time. You know, Jades, we talk about seniors in high school, what you went through in high school during COVID. I mean, these football players went through some interesting times, too, as far as their transitions. But he's a talented guy, man. 6'6", 219 pounds. He's a fun player to watch, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with Los Angeles. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up hour number one. We've got Jerry Schimmel coming up. We're talking some Rockies. They get the series win over the Giants. Golden State, Boston. Let's take a peek into this series and how big it is tonight. Boston leads this thing 2-1, so you're feeling kind of must-win-ish if you're Golden State. It's the whole show live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.